Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for... Honestly, I can't really...
I mean, I know what I'm staying for.
What was his name?
Michael Dorn is John Henry Irons.
That's true, yeah.
He's real good. I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorsky.
Ah, and we're back. We're doing it. We got into a groove again where it's like every week we're knocking one out.
Yeah, it's but we're going to skip next week.
Yeah, I'm on vacation as of today.
Ben's on vacation and it's my anniversary going up to Phoenix to see 311. So
yeah.
And Ben, you're going to Texas, right?
I'm going to Texas for a couple of days to see my lovely girlfriend. Then
nice.
We're turning around. And everybody's going on vacation. Well, except you. You're working.
No, but, yeah.
But we're turning around a bunch of old college friends, Zach and John and all those guys.
Zach Ziegler?
Yeah. They're
Who's the John?
His brother, John Ziegler, yeah.
I don't think I
ever met. You were never super close with him.
But yeah. Zach is cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, Zach. So, I mean, John's a great guy, too. He was always a couple years older than us.
Fuck him. It's all about Zach.
John bought me beer in college.
Oh, okay. All right. John, you're all right.
Yeah. No, John's great. But, yeah, a bunch of that old crowd. We got one of those giant Airbnbs, and everybody's going to, you know...
Nice.
We're going to spend a whole weekend playing disc golf and cooking and... lying around and you're just probably getting stoned out of our gourds.
There you
Let's
go.
Get real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fun. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do.
His birthday is coming up. He's in October.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so tell him I said happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, shit, your birthday's coming up. You're what, November 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big 4-0.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting to that point where birthdays aren't something to celebrate
no,
anymore.
Oh, no.
Especially when you, it's funny, when the decade or the millennium turns that 9 into a 0, everybody's happy. Happy. Yeah. But what happens with your own personal age? It's like, no, man.
Oh, no. You're in a new stage of your life, huh?
Please do not make a big deal out of this.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about fucking Superman.
Yeah, and RoboCop.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And RoboCop.
I thought of something I should have said right at the beginning.
Stay for RoboCop.
There you go.
This dude's RoboCop.
It's RoboCop, everybody.
But it's a bad RoboCop.
Yeah, he's a naughty man.
Yeah. So we watched Prototype this week.
Yes, we did.
We open up as... I feel like we've gotten 3 or 4 of these opens by now.
I was going to say, we could start 2 new things. Mm-hmm. Take a shot every time you're at a press conference for Lex Luthor.
Yep.
Or if Lex Luthor's private office
gets
destroyed in some fashion.
Both of those things happen. Yeah. So we open up. It's yet another Lex Luthor. I think this is... What's the big Apple Expo that they do? Macworld or whatever it's called?
I'm not really...
It's me neither, which is why I can't remember. But
it's back like their weapons deal thing.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it's Macworld, Mac Expo, whatever they call that thing, but for blow stuff up.
Yeah.
It's the LexCorp Police Battlesuit.
A gentleman who, it's a suit. He's not a robot.
Yes.
He's a cop.
Yep, his name is Sergeant Corey Mills, and you can tell that he's going to turn evil because he is blonde-haired and blue-eyed AF. Did you ever watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
He's a German-looking man, that's for sure.
Anytime you get a blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude who's about to get superpowers... who seems like super clean-cut American Midwestern good boy, you know he's going to turn evil
That's
in the second
That's why
act.
I was afraid our mutual friend Chris Sandback. I never wanted him next to Radiation because I didn't know about that. I didn't know what he'd do.
Chris is a good guy. I love Chris. But Chris,
he's German.
Never put on any sort of powered armor.
Yeah.
Do not expose yourself to any radiation or radioactive animals.
Nope.
Because you will, it's in your genes, dude.
Yeah.
You can't help it. It's not your fault, but I'm just saying, you got to be careful.
It just comes out.
Look,
but you make a great beer.
Black folks are predisposed to sickle cell anemia.
Uh-huh.
And German folks are predisposed to evil. That's just... Look.
We lost the sponsor, Haagen-Dazs. Oh, no.
You make wonderful ice cream. You make wonderful sausages.
I don't even know if that's German. It could be.
It sounds German.
Haagen-Dazs's founder Ruben Matthews was born in Poland in 1912 to Jewish parents. In 1959, he decided to form a new ice cream company with what he thought to be a Danish-sounding name, Haagen-Dazs's, as a tribute for Denmark's alleged exemplary treatment of Jews during World War II.
I don't know.
But at this conference, this cop has this suit that does all kinds of things. It shoots lasers out and bombs and jetpacks in his feet and x-ray vision, you name it.
Yeah, and Luthor's bragging, you know, now we can have a police force where every policeman is as powerful as Superman.
And
I'm kind of rolling my eyes like, okay, yeah, this guy's as powerful as Superman. Spoilers for later in the episode, he fights Superman.
He fight good.
I buy it.
Yeah. And Lois Lane's like, oh.
Who slams, who jams, who tells your story?
Is this a competition against Superman? And Lex Luthor says, well, I would think you'd want more people saving you because you freaking are always falling down out of a building.
Yeah,
even Clark Kent's like, eh.
He got you pretty good there, Lois.
I mean, I hate the guy, but you do fall out of buildings.
It's a sick burn. I like
it's a thing.
And speaking of sick burns, there's a big fire happening.
Fire truck. You get our Mulder and Scully. What are their names?
Yeah. Maggie Sawyer and Dan Turpin. Although, from now on, we're calling them Mulder
there
and Scully.
There we go.
It's real good.
They like, okay, you want to try it out? He says, sure. And off he goes.
Yeah.
Of course, Clark is off and went as well.
Yep. But before they go, before they're leaving, we get our Michael Dorn cameo as John Henry Irons, which if you watched a certain Shaquille O'Neal movie in the 90s,
steal.
Let's get real. Nobody did.
I did.
Kenny did. Damn.
I remember when I brought this up, I was a teen critic for our local newspaper, the Tucson Citizen. And the final movie that was not to be reviewed, it was a thank you to all the teens and the kids, was to see a movie for free, advanced screening for Steel. And we all went, our moms and dads, and it was a big thing. And the Tucson Citizen said, thank you so much, and you're great, and here's your piece of shit.
Worse than ever.
I had the opposite experience. I went and saw Batman, which was the one with Mr. Freeze, Batman and Robin.
Yeah,
I went and saw that in theaters, and the power went out during the final climactic scene, and so everybody got their tickets refunded, and I'm asking the usher, like, hey, do I have to use this free ticket on the same movie? And he says, oh, no, that's just a voucher. You use that on whatever. Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I should have done that for virtuosity. Same thing happened to me, but I went back.
Oh, you fool.
Yeah.
But Mr. Irons, in the buttery smooth baritone of Michael Dorn,
it works.
Says Lex, the suit's not ready. It's not good. And Lex says, eat a dick, Irons. I'm Lex Luthor, and I do what I want.
Yeah.
But we're getting it seated for later. Something's gonna go bad with this suit.
But not for now, because the suit's real handy. There is a building on fire. He shows up. What, RoboCop man?
We need a self-sufficient law enforcement robot.
RoboCop, it's fine.
It's RoboCop. So he is able to see where everybody is using his x-ray vision. You've got Superman coming in to save the day. There's a fire truck explosion at one point.
Yeah, they're double-teaming this whole situation. And they're working together really well, actually. They're, you know, we get the RoboCop vision where he's analyzing the situation and says, okay, here's what we're going to do. And he comes up with a game plan.
Yep.
Gets all the fire people who are trapped in the fire together and lasers the floor around them into a circle so that Superman can lift them all up at once and save them in time. It's, you know, good rescue.
And then RoboCop goes in and uses his grenades to blow out the fire, blow up the fire.
Yes.
But hey, it works.
That's how grenades work.
And he sort of saves the building. And and then they meet each other face to face and like, hey, thanks. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, RoboCop turns evil.
Yep. Yeah. So they shake hands and they do that thing that dudes do when they shake hands sometimes where, you know, they're gripping just a little too tight. Like, hey, you're cool, but also maybe fuck you.
Yeah. Are we enemies now?
Yeah. I can't. Are we best friends or do we hate each other? Turns out they hate each other.
It'll be later on. But yeah, Superman walks away kind of like, I don't know about this guy. And RoboCop is now in the newspapers. He's famous.
Half man.
This guy is really good.
Half machine.
RoboCop. What is he?
He's a cyborg, you idiot.
All hero.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody loves him. His lovely wife loves him. But he's getting a little too into this suit. He's craving it. When he's not in the suit, he doesn't feel complete. It's such a rush. It's amazing. Babe, we gotta cancel our vacation because my vacation is flying around in this suit and fighting crime.
You might say he's addicted to it.
He is. And it turns out, so we get a little scene where John Henry Irons, who designed this suit, he resigns from LexCorp because he's arguing with Lex. He says, dude, this suit... It's not like, remember in the pilot, that Lexo suit where what's his name, who turns into Metallo?
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember his name. But
John Corbin. Okay, yeah. He was clearly piloting it. He was operating controls. Turns out this is, you know, the new iteration, and that's not how this works. It is jacking directly into his nervous system.
Yep.
And we don't know what the long-term psychological effects could be. Turns out it's that he gets addicted and turns evil and violent.
Yes. Lex Luthor says, blow it out your hole. I'm going to keep the suit. Yep. And John.
Yeah. John. Spoilers. He's going to turn into Steel later. Not this episode, but later.
It might get a little dangerous.
He throws down his ID badge, says, I quit. I'm out.
Yep. Meanwhile, Mills, our RoboCop man, he's sneaking out at night to fight crime, and he's busting up this car theft ring. And let's get real. In this scene, he is not doing anything that Superman hasn't done. He's, you know, throwing cars around, and it winds up in a junkyard. And I think we're to understand that he's getting extra violent because the music is very intimidating.
Yeah.
But he doesn't actually do anything too terribly wrong until the very end when he's got one of these crooks cornered and he's saying, dude, we surrender, we give up. And he's about to throw a refrigerator at him.
Obviously that would kill him. And so yes. That's the line. Superman's yes. Like, okay. He interferes and says, no, that's enough. You got to stop it.
Yep.
And then cops show up, luckily.
Yep.
And our RoboCop says, I'm in the right because I'm a cop.
It turns out in Metropolis, and nowhere else in the United States, but in Metropolis, cops aren't allowed to use deadly force on criminals who have surrendered. Weird.
And Mulder and Scully say, yeah, we got some questions because obviously there's a lot of eyewitnesses to say something different about you.
Yep.
And they take his suit away.
They put him on medical leave pending an investigation. We're going to see if this suit was doing anything weird to your brain. Maybe it wasn't really your fault. But in the meantime, you're going home and the suit's going under lock and key. Nobody's going to use it until we know what's what.
And he don't like that. Don't like it a lot. Nope. So he breaks into... Well, there's another scene that... Maggie and what?
Mulder and Scully.
Mulder
it's
and
fine.
Scully, they're playing cards. And somehow... RoboCop broke in and gets the suit.
Yep. Meanwhile, John Henry Irons, apparently he just knows Superman. Apparently he's got him on speed dial because he's chilling with Superman, showing him the blueprints and saying, hey, here's how it's going to go down. This suit has a kill switch. You can there's a little gadget. You plug it into the back and it goes zippy zap and the suit goes nighty night. So this is going to be no problem. You just got to go see Lex because Lex has the gadget and he'll help you shut it down and it'll be fine.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, RoboCop smashes into Lex Luthor's private business office. Take a shot.
Yep.
Because we're starting it today.
Yep.
And he goes up to Lex and says, hey, can you tell everyone to get off my back?
And tell the suit's great and I'm great and we're going to fight crime together. We're going to straight murder criminals and it's going to be good.
And Lex Luthor says, of course, I'll get him off your back. Jab in the back. Stabs him in the back.
With the zippy zap machine.
And it's supposed to render the suit useless, but he is able to yank it out.
Yeah, well, what happens is, because he's, you know, there's lightning everywhere and he falls down onto his back,
that's right.
Which crushes the gadget and the zippy zaps stop. And that's when he gets real mad at Lex. You were supposed to be my friend, and now I'm going to bust open your shark tank.
Yep, that's right. There's a shark.
Of course Lex has a shark tank.
And the shark immediately is hungry and starts chomping at Lex Luthor. Luckily, Superman busts in to save the day, puts the shark gently back into the aquarium tank.
Yep, and the rest of this episode's a big superpowered punch fest between RoboCop Man and Superman. And I don't know how deep in depth we want to get into this punch fest, but let me just say, it's a real good punch fest.
Yeah, it's left and right. And at one point, he says the suit makes him stronger every second. So He kind of is going toe-to-toe against Superman.
Yeah, and at one point, he takes his little wrist lasers and zaps them directly into Superman's eyeballs, and Superman is blinded for the better part of this fight.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job of selling this. Like I said, in the beginning, when Lex was saying, it's just as strong as Superman, I'm rolling my eyes, like, making the jack-off motion. Yes, sure it is, Lex. I'm convinced by the end of this fight scene, like, yeah, he's doing real good against Superman. Busting him through streets, they eventually wind up in this power plant looking place.
Yeah.
And Superman manages to clear up his blurry vision just long enough to yank some big power cables out and zap the suit and take down Mr. Mills. And so a couple of things happen in our little denouement here. Superman takes the pieces of suit off of him and tosses them away. And I notice that the glove is twitching. Mm-hmm. Even after it's been removed. Now, that could just be, you know, it just got zapped with electricity. Maybe it's just random twitching. I wouldn't be surprised if this whole thing comes back. And the dude, because lightning is magic in superhero.
That's true.
Maybe he now can control the suit with his mind when he's not even attached to it.
Yeah, maybe part of his soul went in there.
Could be lots of things.
But he's in a hospital bed.
Yep.
The loving wife is by his side, and the doctor explains that he's still there. He's going to get a full recovery. Everything's going to be okay, but right now he's, like, detoxing.
Yep, and meanwhile, Superman's, you know, having a little post-fight chat with John Henry Irons and basically says, hey, you know, obviously it's not ready for prime time yet, but that suit was real good. And it felt kind of cool, like partnering up with somebody. Maybe if somebody with a little more melanin to keep him from turning evil were to wear such a suit. Say, hey. you're a gentleman of that persuasion. You know, maybe in a future episode, you suit up and we'd be buds.
Maybe.
Yeah. Thus ends prototype.
Yep.
Kenny, does this episode hold up?
Yeah.
I like this episode a lot.
Yeah, it's lots of good music in this one. Did you notice that? There's a bongo beat at one point.
Yep.
There's a piano, like, all it is a piano, a couple of keys that kind of, it gives the feeling of terror about to happen.
Yep.
Well constructed, well done.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the story's not incredibly complex or anything. It's pretty simple, but I was never bored. The action scenes are really good. The character stuff's fine, and also the stuff with John Henry Irons, you know, who is going to become Steel. I complained about in Hand of Fate when they introduced Dr. Fate, and it's like, oh yeah, Superman already knows this guy, whatever. This is how you introduce a new character.
Just little sprinkle.
Yeah, same thing they did with Harvey Dent and Two-Face in Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, just have him around for a while, get you used to him, and then have him, you know, in that case, turn into a villain. In this case, he's going to be a hero.
There you go.
But, yeah. So I guess all that's left to do is see exactly how much we liked it with science.
All right.
I'm a disciple of science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the science machine, we've got the Cerebro helmet that Reginald can operate it with his mind, but we need to do more tests on rats first.
Okay.
Before it's ready for humans. So Reginald... No! Reginald, put down the helmet, boy! It's not safe yet.
Oh, dear. Oh, Reggie.
Yeah, no. Reginald is Malaysian. So he might be more just genetically resistant to its evil-making effects, but we're not sure.
That's true.
It hasn't been tested. Yeah. And we care about you, Reginald.
Yes, that's right, Reggie. You are our good friend.
Yes, so put the helmet on we've got the special rat-sized helmet.
Yes.
We're going to let the rats operate it today.
Uh-huh.
Well, Kenny reads our list, but before that happens, since we are all about safety first...
Put some lab coats on.
But take our pants off!
Woo!
All right.
Maybe I should have took you up on that water, because it's going to be hard.
Oh, man. You want to swig?
No,
first?
I'm good.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to raw dog it.
There's 28 of these motherfuckers. I'm going to say
Mix of pixelated last on a Krypton target, world's finest little piece of home, Prometheon, Bizarro's world, identity crisis, brand new metropolis, fun and games, the way of all flesh, blast from the past, tools of trade, solar power, my girl, stolen memories, freedom, time, speed, demons, main man, hand of fate, monkey fun, ghost and machine, live wire, Father's Day, choose a crowd, double dose, action figures, mummies alive, rah, 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 rah.
Whoa, nicely done.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, man, you just jumped right into that.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
I didn't give it a kiss or nothing.
Yeah. look, I'm about to see my girlfriend for the first time in 6 months, in less than 24 hours.
That's an adult joke for us adults.
Yes. I always say, for you children in the audience, let's get real. There are no children in this audience. You kidding me? Oh, man, there's a typo in the master list.
I noticed that. But
Bizarro's whirl.
I just went with it.
Yep. All right. RN Jesus wants to know, is Prototype better or worse than number 24, Father's Day? Hey, it's the other Michael Dorn episode.
Oh.
Calabac.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
Oh, yeah. Concur. Yeah. Absolutely. Father's Day was part of the arc plot, and it's valuable for that reason, but as an episode, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah, it's an interesting villain.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call him a villain, but interesting bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's definitely still a villain. He's got some, you know, sympathetic, yeah. Well, at least they try.
He doesn't have,
it.
Like, an evil, like, I will pollute the world, or
yeah, he just wants Daddy to hug him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to freeze all of Gotham. He's just a dude who wants the suit.
Yep. All right. In that case, okay, jumping over to the other side of the list. Is Prototype better or worse than number 7, Bizarro's World? Oh, sorry, Bizarro's World.
It is Bizarro.
You could have kept going with it. I wouldn't have noticed. I think it is.
Huh. I think the action is better in this one.
I think the music's better, too.
Yeah, I can buy that. I think Bizarro's World had more heart to it.
It did, but we had some good voice acting in this one.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Dorn's always a delight. And, of course, you got Clancy Brown in the mix.
And the guy who played RoboCop was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, he was fine. Like the ending of Bizarro's World.
Yeah, but you gotta sit through most of that to get there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like I didn't like what came before either. But then the ending of this one was pretty good, too. Like, it's dropping some teasers for...
You got two things about the police brutality aspect, and you also get kind of an addiction aspect. There were some themes in this one that made it feel a little bit more mature.
Yeah, and, I mean... I keep coming back to it, but so many times I'm looking at my watch when it devolves into a big punch fest. But in this one, I think because Superman was blinded for an extended period of time, he felt vulnerable. It felt like he needed to get scrappy to win this fight,
right.
Which you don't often get. So, damn, I like this episode. I was not expecting it to crack the top 10. But when you break it down with science, I'm going to concur.
Well, all right. Dang. That's what we use science for.
All right.
Look at that rat. Oh, you got zapped. Okay.
Reginald, get the defibrillator, the small rat-sized defibrillator, please. We care for our rats, too, just not as much as we care for Reginald.
That's right.
All right.
While he's doing that.
Yeah, let's see what we got next. Is this episode, Prototype, better or worse than number 4, World's Finest?
Oh, that's the big one.
That's that's the crossover.
I'm going to go World's Finest.
Oh, yeah. 100%. No contest as far as I'm concerned. Well, I mean, look, this is a solid episode.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
World's Finest has Mark Hamill, Clancy Brown. We got Arlene Sorkin as Harley Quinn. We got Mercy Graves in the mix. It is the total package.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Batman judo flips Superman. He barely even looks at him. He feels that Superman hand on his shoulder and just no look fucking judo flip.
Yep.
That is one of my all-time favorite moments in the entire DCAU. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting real close now. Is this episode, Prototype, better or worse than number 5, Little Piece of Home? I mean, that's no contest in my estimation. Little Piece of Home had that jazzy rocket chase.
Yeah.
It had Lois Lane playing basketball.
It was a very goofy 60s...
Oh, in the best possible way.
Yeah. All right. When you break it down with science, yeah.
All right. In that case, we have but one more decision left to make. Is Prototype better or worse than number 6, Prometheon?
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. That's actually a tough one, because these are two episodes that are good for similar reasons. Cool action set pieces. just well solid, well constructed.
I'm going to go Prometheon, but it's a slight edge.
It is. I'm going to concur, and I think if I had to choose why I give it the edge, Prometheon had that real good TMS animation.
I mean, that ginormous monster felt big. It felt like it was capable of crushing a city. So, yeah.
Also, it had General Hardcastle.
That's right. I forgot about that dude.
That his castle was so hard, you guys. All right. I'm going to go ahead and concur. Yeah, we're marking it down.
You got it.
For science. But, man, that's the new number 7 spot to Prototype, just below Prometheon and just above Bizarro's World.
Ooh, that's 2 P's in a row.
Ooh.
That might be tough, saying the list later.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But meanwhile, let's see what we're going to be ranking next week. And we know, because we just watched it, it's The Late Mr. Kent.
Yes.
Yes.
But I got to be honest, I did not remember this at all. I went in flying blind.
I remembered, I mean, you could guess it from the title, what the premise is going to be. Everybody thinks Clark Kent is dead. It's very The Man Who Killed Batman. We're going to open up with, oh my God, Clark Kent is dead. How did we get here?
Yeah.
And
dissolve to the mystery that unfolds.
Yep. So that'll be next week. Yep. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at YSKI TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton, where I play Link to the Past very fast. I did, as of today, as of just a couple of hours ago, I have officially qualified for Speed Gaming Live 2021. That's the big tournament I was talking about in our last recording session. And I still don't know whether I'm going to be able to take part, because brackets start tomorrow. And I leave for vacation tomorrow for like 8 days. And so I need to talk to the tournament admins. Like, hey, I might not be... We've got 3 weeks to get through the first like 32 places of brackets. And I'm not going to be able to take part much for the first week of that. Is it a dick move if I take up one of these slots?
Yeah.
Are we good? Because I don't want to be that guy. But also, I've never qualified for one of these things before, and I'm excited. And I might never again, because a confluence of events, not for nothing, meant that the field of competitors is not as strong as it usually would be.
Huh.
There are a few different... Because there's only so many people who know how to play this game very well. And a lot of them are in a competing event right now, and only have time to do one or the other, so I might never qualify for one of these again.
Well,
but I don't know. Tune in.
Not with that attitude, you
all. Well, true. Fair enough. So don't tune in next week, because we're returning that. Still tune in next week, but tune in 2 weeks, and I'll let you know what I decided.
There you go.
But in the meantime, please do join us at anchor.fm/superrankings. That's where you can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month to help us buy these tiny Cerebro helmets for our rats.
Yeah.
Or just subscribe on your podcatcher of choice, give us a 5-star review, tell a friend. Lots of ways you can support the show.
Rats aren't cheap, so we appreciate all of your help. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And we will thank you again next week with The Late Mr. Kent.
Bye!